This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 7 after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and Doug Steffen here with an overview of what's going on, what people are talking about. I'm guessing that this is going to be a discussion for a while on Facebook and Twitter and every place else. Kenny's going to update us on some of the comments you've made, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, regarding Mr. Sterling, the owner of the L.A. Clippers, who now has become a household name. One of the most interesting and amusing aspects to this conversation has been the fact that there was a dinner scheduled for May 15th. Those of you who don't know the story, Donald Sterling, the owner of the L.A. Clippers, has been sort of
He's been chatting it up with his girlfriend.
Yes, he has. A lot of condemnation focused on him because of his, I love it when they say, alleged racist remarks, whatever that means. And I also love these women who now are going by their first initial, V. Stiviano. That's her name. Well, it's Vivian, but at any rate, there's all kinds of stuff flying around about this. The latest is from the NAACP itself, which had planned to honor Mr. Sterling at a dinner honoring him and Al Sharpton. The Lifetime Achievement Award.
The perfect couple, by the way.
Yeah, they'd be a pair together in the same room.
And the mayor of Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah, so likely to either not have the event at all, or certainly not to have Mr. Sterling there to receive that
award.
They'll
have the event, but he's been, according to their Twitter feed,
yeah,
the Los Angeles NAACP Twitter feed, they have uninvited him.
Really?
But you would think that this would be a great opportunity and fun to watch him squirm if they did not disinvite him.
Right.
If they still said, we want you to come,
but
and
he
we
has
want
to,
you
here's
to speak.
The catch. He has to sit with Al Sharpton.
Right.
Wouldn't that be great? You can come, but you have to share a table with Al Sharpton.
And if you're a guy who's trying to hold on to your fortune, you can't not go. And what a great opportunity.
Well, I was going to say, what's the best way to handle this under the circumstances?
Wouldn't it be a great opportunity to confront
the
situation?
Win? Yeah. Yeah. Who turn this into a winning situation.
Exactly.
Instead of being so serious.
The NAACP and Sterling should both take advantage of this opportunity.
Yep.
I would forgive him if he licked the cheek of one of his African-American players.
Really?
Yeah, I wonder who'd volunteer for that.
Which cheek?
Exactly.
This past weekend, my daughter and her husband and my lady and I went to the Disneyland that we all knew and loved, grew up with on television. I haven't been there for 30 years. And what I found, other than the camaraderie and the fun and just sort of the reliving of experiences that we had when Megan was 9 years old and Brendan was 6 years old, going into the park and seeing, again, some of the great memories. I remember when the World of Disney was on television, the beginning shot was always when you go down Main Street and you see the castle at the end and that sort of thing. We went into the hall where the Abraham Lincoln
Hall of exhibition.
No, Hall of Presidents is only on in Florida.
Oh, okay. So you're the one that goes into that Abe Lincoln.
Well, you know, I remembered seeing the same sort of, there was the same
glad I didn't go with you.
30 years ago.
I made
one
my
ride in Abe Lincoln and Captain EO, that's what you did to Disneyland after you made a couple hundred bucks.
There. I made my kids go watch the Hall of Presidents because I remember seeing it when I was 12 years old.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. It was fun and they learned something. So
seeing Mr. Lincoln is great when it's hot outside.
Well, Lincoln, despite what Jennifer and her disrespectful comments bring to the table, he was the only president
racist
who was a licensed bartender. Did you know that? Abraham Lincoln.
You had to have a license to have a bartender?
Back then. He was the co-owner of Barry and Lincoln, which was a saloon where he set up his law practice in Springfield, Illinois. Did you know that?
I did not, but I'm guessing they didn't tell you that at Mr. Lincoln, so how did you know?
I'm doing a little investigation.
You're smart.
I wonder if they had bartending schools back then, too, you know.
All right, as long as we're talking about presidents.
Harvey Wallbanger by Abe Lincoln.
Let's talk about some other presidents. The only president to be unanimously elected was George Washington. He refused to accept his salary, which was $25,000 a year. First president's got $25,000 a year. Let's see, some other presidents.
Now they get that to sleep in the Abe Lincoln bedroom.
Uh-huh. Well, let's keep going, Richie. You don't want to stop there. Because the KKK was a powerful political force, Harry Truman was encouraged to join the KKK. According to some accounts, he was inducted, though he was never active. Other accounts claim that though he gave the KKK a $10 membership fee, he demanded it back and was never inducted or initiated. Anybody ever hear that before? Nobody ever heard that before. I remember President Grover Cleveland. The only president in history to hold the job of a hangman. He was once the sheriff of Erie County, New York, and twice had to spring the trap at a hanging. Grover Cleveland.
Wow.
These are presidential facts that you didn't know. The S in Harry S. Truman doesn't stand for anything. Therefore, there is no period after his middle initial. Did you know that? If it doesn't, you can use
a
letter.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
You look official that way.
Mm-hmm. Lincoln logs are named after Abraham Lincoln and the log cabin where he was born. John Lloyd Wright, son of Francis Lloyd Wright, invented Lincoln logs. Yeah, I'm just going through some presidential stuff here.
Wow.
Thomas Jefferson and John Adams traveled to Stratford-upon-Avon to visit Shakespeare's birthplace. While there, they took a knife to one of Shakespeare's chairs so they could take home some wood chips as souvenirs.
No.
Wow.
James Madison and Thomas Jefferson were once arrested together for taking a carriage ride in the countryside of Vermont on a Sunday, which violated state law. Andrew Johnson, the only tailor ever to be president. I thought that Truman was a haberdasher. Wasn't he?
A haberdasher.
A haberdasher.
Yeah. It's a great word.
Yep. George Washington never lived in the White House.
He wasn't there yet.
The Capitol was actually located in Philadelphia.
Yep.
When Washington was president.
The town I was grew up in, Brookville, Maryland, was actually the capital for one day until they realized, hey, we need water. So they moved it.
The 29th president, Warren Harding, made love to a young girl named Nan Britton in a White House closet. On one occasion, Secret Service agents had to stop his wife from trying to beat down the closet door.
That's great.
This was after World War One. Right after World War One. Let's see what else here. After President Bush Sr. vomited on the Japanese Prime Minister, a new word entered the Japanese language: bushuru. Do the bush thing, bushuru. That was pretty funny. All right, so the Korean Prime Minister has announced that he will resign in response to the ferry crash that devastated his country. Early investigations revealed that several loopholes and safety measures and inconsistent enforcement of them. That's what we were talking about this before. People wondering why. What was this guy's connection? Apparently, he was part of this cover-up, trying to keep the public from finding out how the government had not enforced the rules on this company. So that's why he is resigning. New sanctions being imposed on Russia by the G7. The leaders have agreed to impose new targeted sanctions as a result of what's going on in Ukraine. The U.S., the U.K., France, Germany, Italy, Canada, and Japan said, quote, given the urgency of securing the opportunity for a successful and peaceful democratic vote next month, we have committed to act urgently to intensify targeted sanctions and measures that increase the cost of Russia's actions. You people all think that this is going to help, right? Kenny thinks it. Richie thinks it. Jennifer thinks this is going to help.
You don't think they will?
Well, I don't know how much they have teeth, not nationally, but if you can get at these individuals and their own wealth.
Hit them in their pocketbook.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You start hitting Putin's best friend, who all of a sudden is losing half of his cash, he's going to be in his ear.
George Clooney, 52, engaged to Amal Al-Mudin, 36. a human rights lawyer based in London.
Let me get out my tissues.
He was married to Talia Balsam.
What are you talking about? You're dating
Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, Nathan Fillion anyway. So.
Yeah. All right, yeah, what are you worried about?
I know. I'm being selfish. I want them all.
Really?
Like a collection.
Huh.
Yeah, but how bad do you feel? You know, Ken and I had been talking about this. How bad do you feel if you're Lucy Liu, Kelly Preston, Renee Zellweger, Stacey Keibler, all these famous ladies that tried to lock this guy down and they couldn't? He's with this girl for like a month, and all of a sudden she's wearing the ring. Like,
yeah, but did they set a date yet?
Hmm. Look at you, skeptical.
Yeah. Nice, Richie.
You know, Clooney also made the news this weekend when he was hanging out with Las Vegas developer Steve Wynn.
Yeah.
And Steve Wynn said some
a-hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, about the president, called Obama, you know, the A-word.
Sources say that George was drinking a lot of tequila that night, so.
Now, according, he says, ask the other nine people at the table.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he says.
Really?
He called Wynn an a-hole for calling his friend Mr. Obama an a-hole, so.
Clooney says, I said the president was my longtime friend, and he said, well, your friend is a blank. And at that point, I told him that he was a blank, and I wasn't going to sit at his table and while he was being such a jackass.
Right, right. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
When the grid goes off, power up with the portable off-grid power system. Whether camping, tailgating, emergency backup, or light-duty construction sites, the portable off-grid power system easily powers up appliances, from laptops to TVs to freezers. This system is silent, safe, rugged, can be used indoors or out, and goes anywhere you need to power your life. See the portable off-grid power system at powerfulproducts.com. That's powerfulproducts.com. Don't get caught without power. Power. Power.
Do you know coffee is the second most absorbent crop on Earth? Most coffee at grocery stores or chains have USDA banned pesticides and high mold content. Seriously. We're proud to provide the best of the best coffee, BuzzBox coffee. Trying a pound free, you'll be buzzing to family, friends, colleagues, and more. Then 10% of future purchases benefit the efforts that we have to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need all around the globe via World Vision. And also to support my Eastley Farm. Just go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Stefan, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they've tried in Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Ring leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark. Kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium base, and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Songs from a variety of weeks, a variety of years, just for fun. This really puts us in a better place most of the time. You get some pretty good pop songs like the Bellamy Brothers here. Let Your Love Flow is number one during this week in 1976. Let's move to this week in 1982, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. This song was number one for 7 weeks in a row.
This song is a monster.
Crank it up, Richie.
I love it. Great karaoke song, by the way.
Ow.
Yeah.
Is it? You've done this with karaoke?
Oh,
all
many times.
Really? I gotta see you. I'd like to see you at karaoke.
I tried to get you to go.
Just tequila doesn't take you to get to do.
You know what? It doesn't.
You get up to sing on your own free will.
Most of the time.
Wow.
All right, Richie, let's go to the Grand Funk Railroad, number one during this week. Song that was done by Little Eva about 10 years ago.
Debbie Gibson.
By whom?
Debbie Gibson.
Not Debbie Gibson, Rich. Kylie Minogue.
Kylie Minogue. This was a song written by Carol King, if you remember that. Between Carol King and Grand Funk in the same sentence.
I know. Isn't that strange?
Yeah, kind of. All right, here's a Sheryl Crow going back to this week in 2004.
I was thinking about her last week when I was listening to her cover of a Guns N' Roses song. And I was like, wow, what a career she's had.
And now she's doing country music.
Yeah, she's been around.
She's always had that country sound.
Yeah, you know, I want to acknowledge again, Jennifer and I went to a fundraiser on Saturday night that featured Wynonna Judd singing some of her songs. She's got some pretty good covers, too.
Yeah.
Or songs that she may have originated and somebody else covered and did a little better with than did she. But I was really, Richie, you'd have loved being there because Jennifer knew all the words. Whatever went on, Wynonna went on.
And no one else knew. Like, no one else was singing, so I was, like, singing as loud as I could because I felt bad. No one could sing with her.
Who was singing? All right, let's go to 1979. This week in 79, number one song belonged to Debbie Harry and Blondie. I always thought this was called Heart of Gas. However, not the case. Heart of Glass, number one this week, 79.
I love Blondie. It was back in the late 70s when the Cars and Blondie. Gandhi and this new alt movement started coming around, and it was just like, what is this? This sounds weird, man. They shouldn't be playing that chord after this one. And it was just, and she kind of put in some of the little bit of rap into her stuff. It was very cool. Good stuff.
Let's move on. This week, 1987 now in the Focus Cutting Crew. English group, yes?
Yeah, I believe so.
Guide your mind. Richie, let's go to 1996, Mariah Carey, Always Be My Baby. One that's most fun, and a lot of fun songs. Maybe this is somewhat judgmental on my part, but Michael Jackson bringing to the top of the pile the old pop song, Rockin' Robin, this week 72. Michael Jackson, Rockin' Robin.
Another remake.
It was a song. Not a remake. No, it wasn't a song at all. 28 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Hi. Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MY-TV. 1-855-905-MY-TV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Doug Stephan's Good Day program with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. Kenny's monitoring social media about some of the issues of the day that you feel strongly about. Interesting, Mr. Sterling, the owner of Los Angeles Clippers, who's been charged as an egregious and horrible human being because he's a racist. Yada, yada, yada.
Allegedly.
And there's an update to this story, Doug.
Yes, Jennifer, and the update is?
Well, apparently this isn't like his first foray into racism. I guess people have known in his circle for a long time that he is a racist. And, in fact, the NAACP knew about it, but he's been bankrolling them, the Los Angeles chapter, for years and years and years, so that publicly, when asked...
Bankrolling the NAACP.
Yeah. When publicly they would come to his aid and say, oh, no, he's not a racist, they would because they kept accepting grants over a period of several years. And
why was he giving them money? What was their need? They didn't...
He
bought their protection.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they would publicly defend him after the African-American community would complain about his racism, then the NAACP would come out and say... Oh, no, no, he gives us this grant every year, blah, blah, blah.
Whoops.
Yeah, and now they've cut ties with him.
Wow.
As soon as that
tape
surfaced.
Mm-hmm. Whoops!
Doesn't this story get interesting?
It gets better and better.
Oh, there's all kinds of angles to this story. It's a perfect conversation for the kind of program.
There are so many aspects to the story. There's the race relations thing. Yeah. There's money. Lots of money.
The wife, the girlfriend.
And who sells out. Yeah. There's free speech.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many. It's such a deep story. So many ways to get somebody interested, even if you're not a basketball fan. It's an amazing thing, how stupid people are. Really is. We were just talking in the break just about how dumb Sterling is for having the need to have have this young, hottie girlfriend.
I mean, she's not attractive, but she looks like she's on the easier side of things.
Right, yeah.
You know?
And then how dumb she is, because she's obviously out just to get his money and get attention.
Didn't see that coming. I mean, have you seen him, and then have you seen her, like, side by side?
Right.
Yeah. I'm guessing they don't talk about politics in the news of the day. I mean, come on.
And then the trifecta to all of this that makes this whole thing come together and perfect is TMZ. How does this get any better?
And life, you know, if you look at the here's what I don't get, and this is where I question you men. Like, I know, first of all, you look at him. Does he not look in the mirror and then he goes after
men?
I'm not saying you know that I love you so much, and I love Ken, and I love Rich, and I know it's not all men.
I love you,
Cro-Magnons.
But where does this dude? I mean, he looks in the mirror every day and he sees himself. Yet he's still with this woman, and for what? Doesn't he know she's using him? Does he not care?
Oh, absolutely, he knows that. He knows that his wallet is the means to be able to get a girl like that.
And he has a perfectly attractive wife. In fact, I'm going to dare to say his wife is more attractive than that girl that taped him. Why wouldn't he just keep her happy? I mean, she's like, you know, I mean, she's a little bit older, but she's closer to his age.
She's
beautiful,
older.
Classy looking. Give
his wife could be that girl's grandmother.
Whatever. Yeah. She's still more attractive than that.
She's attractive.
Ugly. Okay, so that's the poll, by the way, over the weekend at DougStephan.com, which had nothing to do with this. Had to do with one of the 10 items last week. The top items were the Ukraine, Obamacare, presidential race in 2016, the Yemeni drone strikes, president's trip, the ferry disaster, net neutrality, the Supreme Court ruling on the Arizona scandal of the VA, and the Boston Marathon. So we asked you which was the most important one to you, and 19% of you said the Ukraine, which sort of surprised me. 14% said Obamacare. 13% said the ferry disaster. 12% said the affirmative action ban, which wasn't really, it was about voting. 11% said net neutrality. 10% said the VA scandal. Let's see here. 9% said the Boston Marathon, 8% said the presidential race, and 3% said the Yemeni drone strikes, 2% said president's trip to Asia. That sort of follows, doesn't it, huh? So what will be the number one item of the week? If things continue the way they are this week, it will be Mr. Sterling and his fund. But who knows what will happen? There's an interesting report that may shake some people up that has been released from Tel Aviv University, which shows that while violent anti-Semitic attacks decreased last year, anti-Semitic views were becoming more pervasive, especially around Europe. 66% of European Jews say anti-Semitism had a negative effect on their lives, and a third declined attending Jewish events for fear of attacks on them. 554 anti-Semitic attacks against people in Jewish institutions occurred last year. France had the most, with 116 incidents. Overall, that was a 19% drop, though, in the attacks that happened against Jewish interests in the year 2012, but it was higher than the averages recorded between 1994 and 2004. What in the world is that saying? About, we're back to prejudice again, whether it's against blacks, whether it's against Jews, whether it's against fat people, whatever, tall, whatever. All of these prejudices that we are growing, and I wonder if the media isn't feeding into this. We were just talking about TMZ. Is the media feeding into these stereotypical problems that people have understanding or accepting those who are different around the universe, around the world? There are a lot of different people.
You know what I don't understand?
What?
Who decided throughout the course of history who was more powerful than the other? Why weren't white people the slaves and go through slavery?
White people were at one point in our history slaves, so I'm not in the history of the human race then.
Right, but Jews versus the Christians and black, white, Asian, everything. I don't understand how that hierarchy got to be where it was, or the perceived hierarchy got to be where it was. I don't understand who rolled the dice and decided, okay, these guys are going to go through this in their life, and these guys are going to go through this in their life.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have to take a stand, and we're going to make a stand. Vivian Haar who is the author of Make a Stand. This is a lady who has a lot of experience in the children's inspirational book market. And I think that you'll find the story here of her entrepreneurialism and philanthropy to be very, very attractive. So stand by for that just a moment here on Good Day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
CB doesn't specially mark displays in participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston Massachusetts, responsibly.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
Some politicians think the right of journalists to keep their sources confidential should be limited only to reporters who work for major newspapers. They think bloggers and tweeters do not deserve the protection of freedom of the press. But when you look through the lens of liberty, you realize that no government official has the right to decide who is a journalist. One senator says he doubts that bloggers or tweeters should be given media shield rights. But our rights do not come from the government. We were born with them, and our Constitution limits the government's ability to infringe upon those rights. Our rights belong to all individuals, not just to newspapers or certain groups. Let's speak up and defend the bloggers and tweeters. Either everyone has constitutional rights or no one does.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Share fresh picked flavors at P.F. Chang's with our new Chef Seasonal Menu, featuring inventive new dishes and handcrafted cocktails, like our new Pink Cherry Cosmo. Fall in love with our lemongrass chicken spring rolls, inspired from Vietnamese street fare. Or try our Asian twist on carnitas with the sweet and spicy Chino Latino pork, wok-fired and served with vibrant pineapple salsa. Your local P.F. Chang's is the perfect place to celebrate mom. Make your Mother's Day reservations online at pfchangs.com. See you soon.
I'm Rick Osick, Brown Shoe Company Division President of Famous Footwear. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in March for Babies. It's a great feeling to know the money we raise supports life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. And with your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Famous Footwear and our employees across the country and help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
16 before the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and I have Vivian Haar with us. She is an author of the children's inspirational book, Make My Stand, and she's 10 years old. How about that? Lemon.
Very impressive.
And entrepreneurialism go together. Philanthropy go together. So, Vivian, first of all, we're happy to have you here.
Thank you for having me. It's such an honor.
Well, that's just sweet. Thank you. It's
so
an honor
sweet.
For us to have you here. What do you, in your life, what are you most interested in? What do you think is the most important thing in your life at this point in your life?
Probably just making a stand for all the kids in the world who can't get out of slavery, and just helping them is really, really awesome for me.
Like, how do you know at this age in your life about the problems of children in slavery? How did you first become aware of it?
Well, I saw this photo two boys in slavery, and I just wanted to make a stand for them because they couldn't bear having to look at them in slavery again. So I just set up my lemonade stand at my hometown and my in Fairfax, California, and it's a little near San Francisco. And yeah, that's basically what I did.
So you were consistently every day setting up your lemonade stand on your street corner and selling lemonade with people knowing that your money, the money being collected, was going to go to this project that you were involved in, ending child slavery. People knew that when they were buying the lemonade from you, right?
Yes. Well, actually, at first, they didn't know because it didn't really have in the, like, it didn't say end slavery. It just said free, and then people would stop, and then we could tell them about what they're doing, and it's just more fun to look at their reaction.
Mm-hmm. You are responsible for a book called Make a Stand, considered to be a children's book. What is this? It's obviously aimed at the same end result, that is to get rid of child slavery. But how have you presented this? By the way, the book is available at makeastand.com, makeastand.com. Mm-hmm. So what do we need to know, that the information that comes from this book, this children's book?
Like, it's delightful and new and inspiring for little kids, and I feel like children's book was really important because, I mean, kids, they are usually more interested in stuff like video games, and so I thought it might be a lot more, very, very, very inspiring for them.
Mm-hmm. And so how has it done so far? How many copies? Do you know how many copies of this book, Make a Stand, have sold so far?
I sold that in my first run.
Did you?
Yes.
Good for
awesome.
You.
That's pretty cool. So,
that is very cool.
And then, yeah, so, yeah, basically.
And Mayor Bloomberg of New York, former New York Mayor Bloomberg, apparently realized what you were doing and invited you to Times Square to sell your lemonade there. And he donated $100,000. He, the mayor, gave you $100,000 for your organization. Is that right?
Yes. And I got to sing in Times Square, which was pretty amazing and once-in-a-lifetime thing.
What did you think when he gave you a check for $100,000?
It was really awesome.
I would think so.
And so who do you give the money to? What organization do you work with to try and end slavery for kids?
Well, I have a lot of organizations, but they're kind of hard to remember at times.
Yeah.
But they're all wonderful, and I thank them all for doing the work that they do.
Vivian Haar, identified as one of the 50 most influential philanthropists in America at the age of 10.
Wow.
Her book is called Make a Stand. The organization, you can find more about it at makeastand.com. You can find the book at makeastand.com, and you can donate at makeastand.com. All of those things would be wonderfully helpful. Vivian, it was very nice chatting with you, and I hope you have continued success and you become a brilliant entrepreneur as you grow, because I think
you
have...
Thank you, and I also have a movie that I wanted to also share a link to. It's called Stand With Me, and the link is standwithmemovie.com, and I'd like to thank you, Slow Motion, for making it, and yeah.
And yeah.
You are a rock star. You're amazing.
Thank
very cool.
You.
All right, Vivian. Thank you very much.
What's your 10-year-old doing?
Yeah, right. I know what mine's doing.
10 minutes.
We're going to have a little talk this afternoon.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
CD doesn't specially market displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts, responsibly.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding. spring. The year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Discussions of how you travel safer, better, further. How do you make your dollars go further? Tom Parsons is usually here from bestfares.com. Matter of fact, I can't remember a time when he wasn't here.
Yeah, he's usually very punctual.
We can't find him, but that's okay because there are other stories in the world of travel that we will touch on as time allows. 54 past the hour now on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-3-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with Staples.com/copy and print for details.
Buying a car can be a stressful experience. Well, TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. TrueCar.com helps car buyers get rid of the fear that you might overpay. Last month, nearly 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Second, register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. And the third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com. Visit today.
Geico presents Fan mail to a pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
Tom Parsons from BestFares.com is here with us on the Good Day program. More and more people carrying their laptops with them these days, so it's not a surprise to me. It shouldn't come as a surprise to many of you that they are often lost. There was a survey that came out about a month ago, Tom, finding that airports are the place where people most often misplace their computers. 10,000 laptops misplaced in the largest airports every week. That's a lot of laptops to go through. People use them. Are people spending more and more time at the airport as they're there's there used to be, we've kind of gone up and down on direct flights more and more. For example, I was astonished to find there was only one airline running three flights a day between Boston and West Palm Beach during the season. It used to be American ran three or four flights a day, Delta ran three or four flights a day, US Air ran three or four. Now they're all running them through their hubs, and it's got to be really pretty inconvenient. I would have thought that somebody could have, those flights are always full. Why the heck do they do that?
So they can keep those three nonstops full. But, look at American Airlines this week. They just reported for the first quarter. Now, they did make a bunch of money for selling gates at LaGuardia National, Washington National. But here's an airline that lost $300 million last year. So now that they're out of bankruptcy, not paying a ton of money for lawyers, they walked away in this quarter and made over $400 and some million.
Mm-hmm.
So if something's working right, and the hubs and spokes are becoming still their little thing, but the price of airfares is going up. Southwest made $155 million, the most they've ever made in the first quarter. And the first quarter is usually one of those January, February, February, March. Not too many airplanes are getting anywhere on time. So
I'm amazed that American number. That's amazing. All right, give us one quick deal, 10 seconds.
I think right now, probably the one I like the best is still in New York. If you're trying to find a way to get your kids to Europe, or you're trying to go to Europe, go look at New York and Milan. $649 in the spring, and
ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.